Woke up this morning, I need me an ounce. Then I had to make the call to Smoker's Lounge. Shit, it says like, dude, we blowing a pound. I said, I'm on my way now, what's going down? Then I pulled up, shit was way too loud. Zigzags everywhere, ain't no backing out. So high up in the sky, ain't no coming down. That's how I feel when you come to the Smoker's Lounge.
One joint, two joint, three joint, four. I can't get enough, I need to roll some more. One joint, two joint, three joint, four. I can't get enough, I need to roll some more.
At the Smoker's Lounge.
Roll up, get high.
At the Smoker's Lounge.
Get high, roll up.
At the Smoker's Lounge.
Roll up, get high.
At the Smoker's Lounge.
Yeah. Welcome to the Smoker's Lounge, where we smoke a lot of weed, talk a lot of smoke. Yeah. I'm your boy Los, the host with the most smoke, and today, it's a Monday night smoke session.
Happy Monday, guys.
We're in the building.
Hello,
hello. With Monique.
Hot ass Monday.
Luis.
Yo, yo.
Joey.
Yo.
We here, man.
Here.
We made it.
It's Monday. Monday, Monday, Monday.
Start of the beginning, I guess, right, of the week.
Right. Oh, sorry, that's me. We got some playback action, man. Shout out to everybody tapping in, man. Let's get it. Put it in the comments. What you smoking on?
What you smoking in and who you smoking with? Let us know.
It's very important, man. We would like to know.
So we have today, though, we do have some fish scale.
Yes.
We have some candy.
Okay.
And then we have the blunt, major blunt that the Space Rocks gave you.
Shout out to Space Rocks, man. Make sure you're tapping in Space Rocks.
Yes.
That Valley Cure right now. Getting it in, man. Make sure you're checking them out, man. Shout out to Valley Cure, Space Rocks, the whole team over there. They doing their thing. We got this. We going to pop that bitch open. This is Keith Infused Roll. I'm trying to see how many grams it is. It doesn't say.
I'm sure it's on there somewhere.
It came with a glass tip.
Glass tip.
Look at that.
It's so pretty.
Oh.
It looks dangerous.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. That's the one right there. That's what we're going to smoke.
Yep.
So this is from
Space Rocks.
Space Rocks, man.
Dude.
Shout out to Space Especially Rocks.
And the fish scale.
Moon rocks from
and
Space
the fish
rocks.
Scales, man. So it's not fish scales. It's the strand of the weed. It's called fish scale.
Fish scales, yeah.
Right? So we gonna smoke that.
I called it fish bone when I first got it on accident, but I mean, you know, Space Rocks he said, hey man, that's fish scale.
We got a bunch of shit to talk about, man. Fucking RIP to fucking Pee Wee Herman. He died today, right?
Mm-hmm.
That was this morning.
I don't know what time. I just know
right,
he died.
Right. That's crazy.
News this morning.
Right. News this morning, right? Fucking, we all grew up watching Pee Wee Herman, right? We're all that age.
Whether or not you guys want to admit it or not, y'all watch Pee Wee Herman.
Word of the day. I mean, if you did not watch or
you're lying.
You're fucking lying.
My kids even know who Pee Wee Herman is.
Big Top Pee Wee.
Pee Wee's Big Adventure.
And, I mean, and then he did a remake. They did a thing of it just a few years ago, too, I think. They did a Pee Wee's show, Broadway, I don't know what it was, but hey, he
died of cancer.
6 years.
70
he
years
was 70.
Old.
70.
He didn't look
like it. It's crazy because I'm like, he's 70 now. How old? He was like 50 something when I was growing up, like in the 40s on TV. Like in my mind, it was.
I think he was. Different. I think he was in his early 30s or the beginning of his 30s because, he's because I'm 46.
Damn, you old as fuck, Joey.
Yeah.
Even if you started watching as an infant, like he was already 20 something. And we didn't watch. He was, that's just weird. It boggled my mind. I thought he was way younger.
Yeah.
I thought maybe 50s.
And Los brought a thing up too early. What'd you say, Los? And now that we're older because of the situation he was in?
Right. So everybody remembers Pee Wee Herman for fucking playing with his Pee Wee fucking in the movie theaters, right?
I remember.
Right. He said, I remember. Everybody remembers that. Now, with all the shit going, like, dude, I know
now, knowing what I know, that was total Illuminati stuff.
You think so?
Like that was his demise,
right? Because you have to.
He didn't want to give in. My thought. He didn't want to do it, and that's why they did that to him. And he never really recovered after that.
He was probably in there, but he probably wasn't touching himself. You know what I mean?
I won't agree. Like he was probably there, but I don't think he was. Like I said, I think it's because he didn't want to follow the rules.
So for those that don't know the story of Pee Wee Herman, right? Fucking, he got caught fucking playing with himself, man. At a movie theater.
At a movie theater, man.
Allegedly.
Allegedly. I don't know, maybe about 11 years old when that happened.
I was like between 10 and 13.
Jesus. I was kind of like, whoa, because, you know, you hear who he is, and then mm-hmm. to hear that he's gotten a decent exposure is like, whoa. Mm-hmm.
And that's why, like I said, you know, I didn't know any better than him, but knowing what I know, and he never recovered after that, and it's because he didn't want to go the Illuminati route.
I think when he came into Blow, when he played Derek for real, I think that was his
completely
comeback.
Forget that he does that.
That was his comeback, I think, was that movie.
But
Blow.
Even then, what really, what did but he do?
Even in that movie, right? Like, all you can think of is like, that's Pee Wee Herman.
Yeah.
He can never play any other role in his life.
Cheating Tone.
He tried, but he's
just Pee Wee Herman. Like, word of the day, when y'all you just scream. Like, that's all I think about when I think of Pee Wee Herman. That's all. Like, Gio asked if how we're going to remember him. That's how I'm going to remember him, is word of the day.
Yeah, word of the day.
Yeah.
Call me King. Yeah.
So, I do forget that he was charged with indecent exposure because, like, was...
So, you know how he... Look how young he looked, bro, at 70 years old. What's that called, Luis? The adrenochrome?
Adrenochrome.
What's that?
Baby blood.
It is, though, man. Something, like,
something they're not supposed to be having. Because they're getting it a really fucking fucked up and sick way.
Right. But adrenochrome is that. It's where they take... Julia Roberts said it, right?
No. Sandra Bullock.
Oh, okay.
On
same
Ellen.
Shit, man.
No, they, not the same. Shit. Not the same.
Them bitches are the same.
No.
Shit. Shout out to everybody, man. We appreciate you.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, Pee Wee Herman in the subject, dude. Fucking.
Rest in peace, man.
Oh, rest. Yeah. Rest in Pee Wee.
Yeah, rest.
Fucking Pee Wee, man. That's crazy. But you know, eventually it's gonna happen.
Samuel L. Jackson was in Pee Wee. I'm pretty sure was Samuel L. Jackson.
Was he?
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy.
Guy on a horse or something. I don't remember.
Now Pee Wee fucking. That has to be the most insanest fucking show that was out there for Pee-wee, where his couch was talking.
Yeah, everything was talking.
You know what I'm saying? Everything talked and shit, yeah. Dude. And like,
a lot of peanut butter sandwiches.
He was just living in his own world and shit, bro. Like, you know what I mean?
No, it was Mecca Lecca High, Mecca Hiney Ho.
Oh, so you were really a fan. Damn.
I was there.
That thing was on my little brother. He was always watching that shit. So, but yeah, it's a lot of great movies he was in. Before he was Pee Wee, it was in Cheech and Chong. Remember, he played the clerk in the next movie.
Cheech and Chong. He was Cheech and Chong. He was fucking.
Yeah, he was the clerk.
Awesome.
He was the hotel clerk. A lot of great movies he was in.
Who?
Pee-wee, he's in Cheech and Chong.
Yeah, before he was Pee-wee Herman.
What?
Yeah, well, before he was actually, you know, a star.
Yo,
he featured in Cheech and Chong's the next movie. He was a hotel clerk.
Look at that crack. We have a crack in the fucking blunt right
get the
here.
Glue.
Get the glue, man.
Glue.
Get the glue. Get the glue.
Team No Spit,
man. We're going to show you guys how this shit is done live when you got a cracked fucking blunt, right?
Especially when it's a Keith one. We don't want to lose this one.
Yeah, we need to save it.
We need
surgery. Yep.
That's right. The doctor. Dr. Green Thumb.
Right. Shout out to everybody tapping in, man. So what is your fucking most memorable PB Herman fucking encounter? Like, you know what I'm saying?
It had to be
memory and shit.
It was his the movie.
He played a couple movies too, right?
His bike.
Yeah. But yeah, Pee-wee's Big Adventure. The bike.
That's how I remember PB Herman and
Pee-wee's Big Adventure.
Uh-huh. And here, the Joey, suit.
I got you pass that down that way.
Yep. It's
gonna
get surgical
repair.
Yep.
Wee woo wee. Right down the line, look. That's some shit that Pee Wee Herman would say too. Huh?
Yeah.
Fucking crazy, dude. He can never play another movie in his life.
No, I can't imagine.
Well, I mean, obviously not anymore, right? But
remember
fucking...
when the other Cheech and Chong movie he played in the crazy guy when he stole their money, gave him a check. And then they took his money back, and he was like, "I'm sorry."
That shit's crazy, man.
Pee Wee Herman, he played a lot. Like I said, he was if he wasn't involved in your childhood, and you don't want to admit it that you watched any of his shit, then you're bullshit, dude. Because I mean, Everybody has seen Pee Wee Herman.
I don't. Yep.
Yeah, that's crazy. Would agree. Oh, we have where is it out here? What are we looking for?
Oh, I went to go see Barbie movie.
Oh my god!
I did go.
Boom! There's Pee Wee. Look at that's what he looked like at fucking 70. That's adrenochrome.
Yeah,
that's adrenochrome, bro. You know what I'm saying? Look at that.
But I thought you get cut off if you don't obey.
Obviously, he was obeying.
I thought he was.
You know.
You know, as the secret world of celebrities in Hollywood, we will never know. All we know is conspiracy theories. All we know is what we read. But in all,
I know, bro. I know.
If you don't believe anything, I would look up the interview with Wu-Tang Clan because there was a couple Wu-Tang Clan members that actually spilled some, not all the beans, but gave their perspective of what was going on. And if you don't believe anything, if you want to believe the Wu-Tang Clan, hey, check them out. They tell a different story. Same story, but in their words.
Right.
Okay.
Shout out to everybody in the comments, man. We got Space Rocks. We got Norm. We have Gabriel, Stanley, King, Rudy, okay, David Ibarra, Sleeved Out, man. We shout out to you guys, man. Appreciate everybody tapping in, man. Let's get it.
Monday.
This Monday, man. Put it on the comments, man. What you smoking on?
What you smoking on? What you smoking in? And who you smoking with, guys? Let me know.
It's very important. We are very, very nosy people around this motherfucker, man.
So, yes, me and my girls went to go see the Barbie movie. What I expected whatsoever.
Wasn't it like rated R?
PG-13.
Oh, okay.
Which close. Is one step below rated R. I did not know that. I was surprised because it's not, it's not even PG, like PG-13. Like that says a lot.
Yeah.
It was very much about feminism and patriarchy.
That's what they said.
Like I didn't realize what that meant reading comments and reading people's descriptions, but it very much was.
Yeah, they said if you wasn't a woman, you're in getting in the jokes. That's what they're saying. It was a lot of feminine. There was a lot of feminine going in that movie. They said that on the radio stations that are listening this morning, and they were saying that if you're,
it would not resonate with a man.
Yeah,
at all.
Repaired by Glugar. Mm-hmm. Shout out to Caligars, man, for
hashtag no spit.
Hashtag no spit.
Team no spit.
All you gotta do is fucking line it with some of that glue, let it dry.
Oh, yeah.
That'd be good, man.
But yeah.
All organic pants.
It was funny because there was men in there. And yeah.
Yeah. There's actually a store going around.
I refuse to go watch that movie.
He refused to go. Yeah. But I mean, you know, if our girls were younger, it would be different because then, you know, as dad, you kind of have no choice.
You didn't go?
No, hell no, I didn't go, bro. What the fuck I look like going over there to a Barbie movie, bro?
Hey.
There was a story.
Did you go? No.
I went to go see Elemental.
How was that?
It was dope.
Was it really?
A lot of people.
Inside Out?
Good story.
What was the other one with the feelings?
It's about the elements and how.
Oh, that's right.
They're segregated
fire
and they're
water.
They're telling them that they're not supposed to mix.
No.
And then they find. Yeah.
Okay.
You gotta watch that shit.
Good to know. Right, so someone asked us if we watch the Clone Tyrone. Yes, we absolutely fucking
Oh,
did.
My God.
Did you guys watch that yet?
I'm halfway through. No, I haven't finished it.
Bro, you
How
halfway?
Are you not going to finish it?
Because I was tired last night.
Oh, my God. I was super tired, but I stayed the fuck up because it was just, it answers so many questions.
But the chicken.
Oh, man.
The chicken.
I haven't seen it.
Oh.
I'm about to check it out.
It's really interesting because it is a...
What's it and called again?
They clone Tyrone. In every experiment, it is unfortunately on impoverished neighborhoods for a variety of reasons. And it's just, it's Groundhog's Day, right?
Oh, okay.
Like, I don't want to spoil it because I want people to watch this and really like, see it for what it is. Like, I love Netflix, and I've said this so many times before that Netflix like exposes the truth and people don't want to like listen and see. Like, it's so much truth to this movie.
Yeah, shit's crazy, huh?
Yeah, no, I agree. I'm surprised they even bro, after what just happened, it's like, come on now. You making, you got.
And then Jamie Foxx is in it on top of it.
Exactly. That's
right.
Like, right. Now, okay.
You seen recent pictures of Jamie Foxx.
That don't look like him.
Different skin color, different forehead.
I don't know how to say this respectfully, but I don't mean it disrespectfully in any way, but he was a dark black person. Like, he's so light-skinned right now. It's not the same person. Mm-hmm. And his forehead, there's, like, alien brains in there now. Like, that's he how went they did from Michael regular Jackson. Head to cone head. And it's just, like...
Cone heads are real, too. So
I wouldn't doubt that.
That's why you said cone heads right away, a light went off.
So it's just, like, he's a clone. I don't care what people say, and people can call me a conspiracy theorist, crazy. I don't care. I'm sorry that you want to keep, you know, live in your little bubble. This shit's like Matrix. I don't know what else to call it. Like, I understand Matrix on a whole different level now versus like when I was growing up watching it, because that shit came out when I was in like high school, I think.
I didn't get it. So, I was like, wow, that's cool.
Like, that was the shit movie back then. Yeah. That's because the graphics were like the top notch graphics back then. Yeah.
And still today, so
check it out. So, do you know where they got the idea? Well, some lady wrote it, right? Wrote the book or whatever. But you know where they got the idea of him being able to dodge bullets?
From where?
Hold on a second. He said he's puffing on LSD.
That's whoa. What I said. I was like, my whoa, 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 God. What's going on? Whoa.
He's in there doing
it. Do not get any more tickets, sir.
Right.
Whoa.
Shit.
I'm hoping that means Jesus. Something. Well, it's
hell
in a raw cone.
Yeah, it's in a raw cone.
Yeah, it's in a raw cone, at least.
So. At least he's doing it properly.
Oh, Kanye West is for sure a clone.
Yeah.
Why he's not broke him. Yet and fucking, like, just taking he off the is. Scene, I don't well, know.
No, because, see, you see how they gave him all the deals back?
He has an alien baby.
That's all he got to do is sell, like, three. That's not him no more. All he got to do is sell, like, three shirts and he's good. Yeah. Right? You know what I'm saying? That motherfucker's shirts are like what?
They're buying up them Z's like
$30,000 and shit, bro. And they serve them in garbage cans and trash bags. You see that shit?
I can't even
eat ugly ass shoes. They sell
so hard. Oh, his shoes are so fucking ugly. Like, I don't know what the fuck. Like, are we looking at the same shoes?
I seen shoes like that, but it wasn't like at a Yeezy store. They did?
Those shoes, how they made those shoes?
It was in the trap house.
They
like child laborers.
They hollowed out Nerf footballs.
Get the fuck
no
out.
No way.
I'm just saying. Yeah.
Damn, Joey.
I wouldn't even doubt
that.
That was
a good one.
You had me.
Hey, but if you look at them, they look like Nerf football. So.
Yeah, it's like, I don't know what this generation sense of style is. When you look retarded like in those shoes.
When I go to Mexico, that's normal out there like that.
Yeah, but I mean, if they look more decent, I saw somebody wearing them recently, and I was like, what in the fuck are those?
Like, said the Strand LSD. Hell yeah. All right, just making sure, Jesus Christ.
Oh, is the Strand called LSD?
We're going to have to get that.
Yeah, for sure.
You want that?
I don't know.
Uh-huh. She's smoking on heroin.
That,
PCP.
Wow. Yeah.
PCP right. Strand. The PCP strand.
Hey, Holmes, I'll paint the pictures.
Well, remember that they got green crack. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Green crack. Remember when green crack came out?
That was crazy.
What do you have there, Monique?
So I have a sucker. No, I do not. No, it's a not a sucker. It's a I'm going to definitely take that back very quickly. It is a cake pop.
It looked like a sucker.
From De La Fuente Delights. It's infused 340 milligrams.
350 or a little more.
Okay, 350 or plus. I will not be consuming this right now because I have realized that I can only eat edibles at night. Like, I tried eating.
Oh, it's nighttime.
Well, not right now. I can't do edibles when I need to, like, be active. They hit me very, like, I get very calm and I don't talk at all. And I learned this on New Year's Eve a few years ago. I sat there. Because I was so relaxed. I didn't talk. I didn't realize edibles were going to hit me like that. Time?
Yeah.
We had it was one of the years we had the canopy, and it was when the girl worked at Connected. It was the girlfriend of somebody that worked at Connected.
Oh yeah.
Thank you to that chick, by the way, because they were obviously bomb ass gummies. But yeah, I learned my lesson real quick. I can't. be in a social environment and take edibles because I'll just sit there. Yeah. Not even realize I'm just sitting
there.
She had
a panic attack one time.
Oh, shit. Well, be careful that pop.
I had, it was an everything attack. I cried. I couldn't stop laughing, and then I cried. I like went back and forth between crying and laughing. Yeah.
Now that,
like, it was too. Like, if you want to sum up a woman, that's it.
Man. Right, right. So next time somebody asks, "What's a woman?"
That just means you connected to.
It was a thousand. I don't know. It was some high ass milligram. Edible.
It was a thousand milligram edible. That's what it was.
Yeah, I ate it all. I was like, 1,000 milligrams, whatever. Like,
I do this all the time.
No. I literally was, I was not anywhere crying or like hysterically laughing. There was nothing else that happened.
She went through all the emotions, huh?
And then it was like, I downplayed it. Like, I downplayed the Mad Dog 2020.
Oh, my God.
Oh, I downed it in 5 minutes. I was like, oh, fuck this baby fucking teenage shit.
Yo, check this out.
I fucking
in 5 minutes?
Less than 10 minutes, for sure.
So check this out. Fucking, she wanted to drink. She was like, man, I want to drink. Because she'll be drinking. She can drink some stuff, right? And then, so we're walking through the fucking
I didn't know what I wanted.
And you know what I mean? And she's like screwdrivers and shit like that, fucking those Smirnoff screwdrivers and shit. And then I was like, man, fuck around and get some Mad Dog. She looked at it. She's like, man, that ain't nothing. She's like, that look like some Kool-Aid. I'm like, shit. That ain't no Kool-Aid. That shit. She's like, man, this ain't. She's like, ain't shit. She's like, let me get one. I was like, and it's cheap.
Hey, take it easy, huh?
Yeah.
I said, all right then.
I haven't drank it in years.
I said, all right then.
I forgot.
Oh, my God.
I was bro,
she went home fucking. And drank the whole bottle.
Those Mad Dogs.
That's the original date rape drug, dude.
Yeah. That and Cisco.
I was fucked up. I was like, my bad.
Cisco, you're definitely getting laid.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude.
What the fuck is Cisco?
Oh, you know what Cisco is?
It was like a sparkling beer.
Nah. Night Train, Thunderbird.
Oh, Thunderbird.
Oh, man.
Yeah. I don't know such a drink.
We used to get fucked up on that.
Bro, I haven't seen that shit in hella long.
Oh, yeah.
I just continued.
That's
the original date rape
drug. That has everybody all fucked up.
Was MD 2020.
So, like, I like mixed drinks. Like, I don't like beer because it's filling, gets you bloated, and you got to pee every 5 seconds. I don't like doing straight shots because they're harsh as fuck. But then if you find a great mixed drink that doesn't taste like alcohol, it's going to be a great night.
You know what's the secret of shooting tequila?
Not drink it.
No. Is you want to shoot it cold for sure, but what I do for a chaser is I eat a Mendocino cherry or orange after a shot because the fruit takes away the tequila flavor out of your mouth instantly.
I need ridiculous.
You ever been so fucking drunk you woke up Swedish?
Because that's not what happened to this chick.
Oh, shit.
It was not from alcohol in any way, shape, or form. I don't even know why she went into a coma.
It wasn't even a she. It's a dude. Florida man.
Oh, my bad.
A Florida man woke up speaking Swedish after he woke up in a coma. Dude, like, yeah, that's crazy.
What kind of long was he in that coma for?
Long enough to fucking learn Swedish.
He pulled the Matrix.
Enough to download.
They uploaded him.
Downloaded it.
Does he?
So he doesn't remember this life, and he remembers.
Yeah, there's like, something totally different. Oh, he wakes up with amnesia, speaking Swedish. Like, if he could wake up speaking another language, what would it be?
Ooh, Italian.
That's him.
Spanish,
right
fuck, dude.
So, right? I want to go Spanish. I want to go Spanish
because I know it already.
And he has Chinese. And he has fucking woke up with, and he thought his name's different.
Oh shit!
That's what I'm saying. He has a completely different, totally idea of who he is.
So his name is Michael Boatwright, right? And then it says he refers to himself as Johan Ek.
They put the wrong SIM chip in him.
Right? Like, oh, fuck.
That's crazy, bro.
Yeah, he covered that up.
He woke up speaking full Swedish, though, bro.
That's crazy.
Like, how does that even happen? Maybe, like, what part of the brain is that where, like, can you, like, unlock the Spanish part of my brain, please?
Yeah,
because I really need it.
A different soul jumped in his body.
Like,
No, they literally put the wrong SIM chip. I think
they put the wrong, like,
what do you mean they put the wrong? They put the wrong what?
SIM chip.
They put the wrong language.
You know, like your iPhone or whatever, they put that SIM chip in there, you know what I mean?
Right, right. I think that,
they put in the wrong plug.
Yeah, they put the wrong input in them.
I think the dudes in the coma was probably like gone, and another spirit said, fuck it, man, I need to do some shit real quick. Let me jump in this body to do some shit real quick.
Well, I want to know what happened to him, so what happened to me, so if I can speak Spanish. I mean, wake up to speak.
I would like to wake up and speak Spanish or Chinese. Don't ask me why Chinese.
What? I would go Japanese.
I can learn Spanish.
Yeah.
Japanese.
Right.
Huh?
What?
Japanese.
Ain't nobody hopping on nothing.
Yeah, Spanish would be probably the one I would love to wake up from a coma after so many years or months or whatever. Like, out of the blue, like, hey, why is he speaking Spanish? You know, months of school. Like, everybody out, like, when he learned Spanish.
Right? Hey? I can't roll my. I would like to wake up speaking Spanish and be able to roll my R's.
Hey. Perro.
I can't do that.
Perro.
I can't do that.
Even Ice Cube is saying that Jamie Foxx is really a clone. Oh. Dog, that's crazy, huh?
Now, when you guys send me with,
where's the video? I want to hear him say it. Yeah. Are they lying on my boy or something? Yeah. I don't know.
Because right now they got him on video right now.
Like, look at that.
Come on.
That's
bro.
Like Michael Jackson, bro.
Look at
bro.
His eyes. His eyes aren't even the same.
That's like Michael Jackson, bro.
He look resembles Jamie Foxx.
Look at that. Look, I've seen people.
Straight alien.
Man. Yeah. Look at his eyes.
He looks scared in this one.
That's what they said. Actually a lot in that post with that, like, yeah, that he was scared of something.
Look at that. Put a man, let me, you really think that that's Jamie Foxx on the right there on the right? I bet you none of them are.
That's
Jamie
Michael
Foxx.
Jackson on the right.
I bet you go now.
Bet you none of them are.
It's the eyes that got me. They look like alien eyes. Like,
yeah, he looks scared as fuck, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Man, that's a big ass head too.
So, you know, back in the day when they said they were cloning sheeps and all this crap, I never thought I would get to the point where they're cloning.
Bro, they've been cloning people since the 40s.
Right.
They started telling people since the 40s.
Yep.
You know what I mean?
And they just introduced it to America, right, with saying that they're doing, look, you're eating cloned meat right now, bro. You know what I'm saying? At least
chicken or whatever it is.
65-70% of all the meat out here, bro, is probably already cloned.
Do they have to label it?
You know what I'm saying? And so all that shit was going on during that submarine thing going on, bro. That's when all those laws started passing, right? While everybody's watching that submarine.
Everybody's distracted following the Titan.
Yep.
That was a good one, too.
Yeah, we helped.
That was a good one.
We helped distract you guys.
Yeah.
That's what happened.
Charlie Holmes.
That's what happened.
Damn, that's crazy, huh? Yeah, that's...
Pickles isn't cloned. You can be rest assured she is not cloned.
You got her clone next to her.
Ooh, what if she is?
No, my Pickles is not a clone.
No wonder she's so mean.
She's the mean clone. She's probably a Gemini.
That's fucked up, man.
You guys remember that movie a long time ago with Michael Keaton? It was called Multiplicity. That was crazy.
That was I think that was mainstream's way of introducing the mainstream, like, all of everybody to cloning.
And that's how,
like,
they do it.
Everybody took it as funny and like, oh, that would be so cool, blah, 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 is here.
And they was already
watch
doing it.
Watch they clone Tyrone.
But what's funny is in that movie, the last clone was a dummy.
Oh, yeah.
So,
idiocracy happens.
So you got to remember, you're taking a copy from a copy from a copy. Whatever, that really does happen, though.
Well, that's called.
Do you remember the SpongeBob episode, Doodle?
Oh, shit.
That's what society is coming to.
Yeah.
He draws a doodle of himself, and it's like a mean, retarded version, SpongeBob. Yeah. And, like, I would agree. I think after, well, I don't know. Watching They Clone Tyrone gives you a whole different, it's like Matrix.
Yeah.
But in clone form.
That's crazy. Just imagine getting shot. Just imagine dying and then
waking up.
What the fuck? But see, what's crazy is
it's like that movie. Not Groundhog Day, but the other scary movie. Uh-oh. Was supposed to be scary. It was with the chick that kept waking up. On birthday? or some, I don't know. I still had Brooksy in the title.
Where she kept reliving her the same day over and over.
But it was like a scary movie. My kid watched it. She wanted to watch it. It was actually decent. It was like the scary version of Groundhog Day. And probably a lot of you people don't even know what Groundhog Day is. Because it's an older movie with Ghostbusters guy.
Bill Murray.
A lot of people ain't gonna know who Pee Wee Herman is either. Yeah.
That's bullshit.
Right. No.
You're gonna know Pee Wee Herman before you know Bill Murray.
I don't know.
I'm betting money. I'll bet you a dollar.
How about
right now, yeah.
He was on Ghostbusters.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is he still alive?
Yes, Bill Murray's still alive.
Okay, but I bet you if Bill Murray died today and Pee Wee Herman didn't, it would be vice versa.
Everybody's going to know Pee Wee Herman over Bill Murray. Our kids don't know about that. If I went to one of our kids and be like, hey, do you know who Pee Wee Herman is? Oh, yeah. Do you know who Bill Murray is? No. I have to be like, oh, it's the Ghostbusters guy.
Right, he plays it. Yeah. What?
Who are you going to call?
Ghostbusters is Ghostbusters. Man.
But I don't know anybody else's name than but Bill Murray's.
Ghostbusters is way more popular than Pee-wee Herman.
Tell you the truth, when he got busted fondling himself, that's when his popularity went down. Yeah. Because it was really popular.
It was.
Until he got caught.
That's what I'm saying. That was his demise because he didn't want to give in to the Illuminati demands. And that was it.
With everybody still, though, and the fans of Pee-wee, everybody was still downloading, streaming his shit. So no matter what, who cares?
You know who could ever play anything else is Steve from Blue's Clues.
Yeah.
I will never see him other than Steve.
Yeah.
You cannot put Steve in an action movie. Bang. You cannot put Steve in a romantic movie because where's fucking Blue at, motherfucker? Your dog.
Yeah. Man, I mean, I feel old because I went through all those fucking, you know what I mean? I mean, I went to the Muppet Show, the Fraggle Rock.
Clues.
Fucking.
Fraggle Rock. You know how many people don't know about Fraggle Rock? I'm like, what the fuck is wrong with you?
Yeah. I do not know who that is.
That's what I'm saying, Fraggle Rock. They were creatures under the ground, and they built like these plastic things. I don't really know what the point was.
They were little creatures, and they hid from the, they were coexisting with these ogres.
Yes.
And they would usually pop up on them, and it was a game to where they got caught. But for some reason, when they got thrown back towards their pond, they wound up back into a little city.
You guys sound like you're from a different world right now.
Man.
Rock was the shit.
Yeah, I don't know, man.
I mean, I went through all
the... Do you guys remember glowworms?
Yeah, glowworms.
Like the munchy
cheese.
Puppies.
The munchy cheese. Fucking...
Snorks! Oh my God, I love Snorks! Crazy Man, that was such a good one. I love Snorks.
Smash the like button one time.
This is what happens when we get high.
Like Saturday morning cartoons, kids are never going to understand. Like 8 to 10, if you were fucking late, you were so mad.
The best cartoons is the ones where they didn't talk. You know what I'm saying?
Tom and Jerry.
Bugs Bunny was dope as fuck. You know what I'm saying?
Did the Speedy Gonzales mice offend you?
Because they was always trying to kill people.
They were hilarious.
We love Speedy.
Slowpoke Rodriguez.
And Slowpoke Rodriguez. Hey, Slowpoke Rodriguez used to pull out the gun on food.
Yeah, he did.
He didn't fuck around. He had a guitar, a gun. It's a shame none of these kids will know what we're talking about. You know, even me, growing up, the first space Power Ranger animation was Ultraman. Rangers. Ultraman came out back in 80s. It's the 60s, 70s Chinese thing, but man,
It was Thundercats.
Thundercats.
It was Thundercats, bro.
He-Man, Thundercats.
Right.
See, I never
seen those. I got here in 91.
Hell yeah.
So then, right away with like Power Rangers and Ninja Turtles.
Then you had
Ninja Turtles.
Yeah. Ninja Turtles was shit, and then Power Rangers started booming.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then you had the cheap cartoons like Garfield, Heathcliff.
Whoa!
Yeah,
Garfield. Cheap cartoons.
Yeah.
Those were classics.
I know, but
hold on. What about Bobby's World?
Bobby's World.
They used to call me that when I was little.
Oh shit.
You know, that was Howie Mandel.
Yeah.
I did not know that for the longest time.
Well, I just actually recently found out, too.
That was him, dude.
Bobby's World.
Man,
that's that so our crazy. Generation is like, probably the
TGIF.
Best.
Man, yeah. You wanted to be home for TGIF. Oh yeah, Full House, fucking Steve Urkel,
Step by Step,
Step by Step, yeah. And was, I can't think of the fourth one. You know what's one. Up?
Those are my acid days.
Back then, though, everybody would fucking sit in front of the TV and watch it as a family and shit.
Yeah, yeah. That's you the know difference. What I'm saying.
All the kids would be on the floor.
Yeah.
Because you have to be. There is not enough couches and room for everybody. Yep,
you sat your ass on the floor.
Kids got to be laying or fucking sitting on the floor, dude.
Yep.
That shit's crazy.
Put them in
you were lucky to get a seat on the couch. That meant somebody now, wasn't there.
You can't even sit on the couches because fucking the dog is there and shit, yeah. Dude. They don't want to make the dog move.
Or your pig.
Pickles right. Is laying out.
Pickles, get down. She's not allowed on the couch. It's actually been a work in progress because, man, untraining habits is... She's fatter now.
Mm-hmm. She does look hungry.
Yeah, she's a bully, man. She walks around bullying everybody.
Debo.
She punked Violet today. We have two pigs, by the way, Violet and Pickles. For those of you that are new or just joining us, I have two piggies that I love. But Pickles can have moments.
Yeah.
I got just fuck. TV yeah, moments.
I got a fucking squirrel.
You did that right to yourself.
What? Yeah, man.
You so somebody pig. Left the fridge unlocked, uh-huh. And there was Kool-Aid packs on the side she of the fridge.
All of them.
She drank them.
All of them. All 24.
And there the was probably like 12.
Whatever. They're still double digits.
That's a 12
she
pack.
She drinks them all. Yeah. But she leaves a mess because like those. Because
that's not all she's drinking. She's eating shit.
No. Like, thank God those. I have to say, honestly, I'm glad she ate the Kool-Aid and stuck to
oh,
that.
Oh, yeah? You're because glad, huh?
Would you rather clean up eggs?
I
would rather clean up Kool-Aid mess than
I'd
fucking
rather
eggs
not her
any
be
day.
In there at all.
There was chicken in there.
All right.
And like.
Bro, let's jump her.
I've been trying.
You ain't catching her. That's trying. For damn sure.
She
you
knows she's trouble,
her.
Huh?
Yeah. She knows.
Wait, let's hit her with a dart.
I broke. Put her to sleep.
Fucking Ace Ventura. Shit. But yeah, so that happened yesterday. That's what we woke up to was Kool-Aid all over
and
the
I slammed
floor.
My hand in the door trying to get the pig out, man. And look, my shit's all swollen. Look,
it is so swollen. It's like Wreck-It Ralph hands.
Look at that thing.
It looks like Ludacris's fucking video.
Right.
We got the big old arms and shit.
That shit's hella swollen, bro. You see it?
It's hella swollen.
Shout out to everybody tapping in, man. We fucking appreciate you on this fine, a fantastical Monday.
Warm Monday.
Yeah, it's a little whoa.
And we got warmer temperatures, so when we're on Friday, it's going to be 100 and something degrees that day, too.
Well, the air will be on.
Friday.
Oh, I wanted to talk about this.
This
Friday, Saturday, Sunday, 105 again, 101.
Damn, perfect day to go to the fucking rafting.
So this guy tried to mug somebody, specifically a chick. Oh. Turns out she's a fucking 5-time MMA champion.
Oh, hell yeah.
Got his ass whooped. Yeah. He called police for help.
I'm trying to mug her.
Oh, man.
She didn't let me.
Yes. Like, beat his ass.
And his face was pretty swollen.
Oh, she got him to the ground.
Yeah, it's probably a scary
that's
feeling.
That's what you get, motherfucker.
Yeah, especially when you're trying to tap out and nobody's letting go.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
He did not deserve to be let go.
Oh, shit.
Like, you just never know who you're going to mug one day.
Yeah.
And, like, you messed with the wrong chick. Like,
wind up in a camel clutch. You know what I mean?
Nah.
Yeah, MMA.
Oh my God.
I did not see his face.
Jesus, she fucked him up,
wow.
Bro. Not a scratch on her look. She fucking mollywopped that
dude. I did not realize that's what the fuck.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
That's
bro.
What he gets, though. That's instant karma.
Bro.
Like,
they didn't come fast enough, dog. They didn't come fast enough.
She fucked him up. You couldn't ask for more better instant karma than that.
That's damn. Not even, bro, that was... He probably just got like a 3-piece combo right there.
With fries, huh? Bow.
Okay, five, yeah.
Damn.
She did not stop. She probably said, you know what? This is for every motherfucking woman that does.
Oh, you know she was talking shit to
him.
Oh,
yeah.
All up in his ear. Oh, you like that, you little bitch?
Yeah.
You want to mug women?
You little punk bitch.
Do this shit again. Watch.
I wouldn't be too surprised if he'd be drinking his dinner for a while, dude.
Right.
You know like, I mean? Oh my God. Does he have any teeth left? Like,
jaw, we have to wired shut.
Good. That's you know what I mean? Like, you can't ask for anything better than that.
This should be the poster boy for, hey, motherfuckers. You know what I mean?
Don't underestimate women. Maybe,
yeah. Because yeah, a lot of women now are taking like kickboxing classes, self defense classes. You know, and. And remember, loungers, you know, we as the
she's an MMA junkie. She was waiting for this day to happen, bro. Right?
Hell yeah!
They said she was an MMA junkie that's been waiting for this shit. No, but yeah, no, like that. Dude, she was waiting at her Uber, man, and yeah, no, she's been waiting for this shit. She'd been like, I hope a motherfucking dude try to grab me on the shoulders, and I do the whole.
Fuck, she got it.
Jesus, that fool was molly wild.
I did not realize it was that bad. I didn't
purse
like
snatcher.
It was like Mrs. Doubtfire.
Fuck.
She got beat.
Oh my God.
Hell yeah.
Cannot believe that.
Shout out to everybody, man. We appreciate you.
Unsolved Mysteries. Crazy Man wants to know if we ever watched Unsolved Mysteries.
Hell fucking yes, yep. I did.
Robert Stack. Fuck, man.
We talked about it when Busy Bone was in here.
Yeah.
He was...
he was on America's Most Wanted.
Oh, America's Most Wanted. My bad.
Yeah.
Wrong show.
Yeah.
But yeah.
But Unsolved Mysteries was... my grandmother watched it all the time. Mm-hmm. And what was crazy is when the Transformers actually came out with their first movie, Robert Stack was one of the Transformers voices, and you would know him because if you watched Unsolved Mysteries, you would know his voice. Mm-hmm. But yeah, man, that was one of those shows you actually sat down like, oh shit.
Yeah.
Even as a young kid seeing these stories, like, oh shit.
Oh, do you remember Who's Afraid of the Dark?
Oh, man. Or what was that one on HBO?
Tales from the Crypt.
Tales from the Crypt.
Oh my God. I remember that. Tales from the Crypt. Like, you were... Like if you got to stay up to watch that, you were very lucky. Because not everybody got to watch that.
That was some scary shit.
Yeah. It was hella scary.
And then they came out with Tales from the Hood. The scary one.
Tales from the Hood.
Yeah, that was pretty crazy too. Like I said, our generation, especially HBO back in the 80s and 90s.
HBO After 11.
Oh.
It was Goosebumps for me first.
Oh,
he said it was Goosebumps.
And then all the other
shit. Do you guys want to hear something crazy? So in sixth grade, that's all my book reports were on. Goosebumps. Whoa. My teacher had a meeting with my parents because they were concerned of why I was only reading those books.
Oh, shit.
Dude, so what they didn't understand.
Turn out she became evil.
What they don't understand, those books were barely over 100 pages. I loved reading. I finished those books in like an hour.
Yeah.
God damn.
Like, it was like 112 pages. I love
like, that book is so thick.
Right? That thick.
No, ask him. Like he knows. I could if I really like something, I'll read it hella fast. And I loved reading growing up. And Goosebumps was just, I was into it. Like those kinds of like mystery, like scary books. I really liked them. But yeah, my teacher thought there was something wrong with me.
No, you know what?
And I was like, I was such a good student. I got straight A's. I did all my projects. And like, you think I'm a fucking psycho killer because I liked Goosebumps?
Yeah. You know what's crazy?
I'm in band. Right, I'm in band and shit.
I was in band because I was in sixth grade. I started playing in fourth grade.
That's where all the killers come from.
Yeah, I started playing the clarinet in fourth grade and I stopped in 10th grade.
Band.
I was in band camp.
Oh, my God, dude. Yeah. Oh, my God.
That's another episode. No.
That movie gave such a bad name to band camp. It's so wrong because band camp is hard work. You're in the sun in the summer for 12 hours. Yeah. Like, it was a job. I was there 6 days a week. It was at least 6 hours a day. Twice a week, there was 12-hour days. Like, you're out there suffering.
Whoa.
So was AWP.
I wasn't. I know we've talked about this before, but I listened to you, and we got caught up.
Oh, shit. Listen to me.
And I had to fucking, you know, I had to do community service. And my community service was mowing lawns at the fucking cemetery.
You probably brought all that demons home with you.
Man. But
who? This is like, yeah, let's make these motherfuckers go to the cemetery.
I'm gonna go get me some holy water. What the hell?
Like, it was creepy. Like, now that I think back on it, I had to avoid stepping on tombstones because I felt I would, like, I don't think you should do that out of respect. You know what I mean? Yeah. It was very hard to navigate a lawnmower, and it was not self-propelled, I just learned. Oh, shit. So I was, it was hard. So I do now very much appreciate self-propel. I just learned that about a month ago.
He said,
I didn't realize the difference.
He said, Gabriel said, rescue 911.
I never watched that show.
That was the first Cops. Because remember before Cops, it was Rescue 911.
Bro,
Erie, Indiana.
Erie, Indiana.
What, Curiosity what? Killed us. Welcome to the club, my friend. Round of applause.
Yeah.
Shout out to the sponsors one time.
Oh, hell yeah.
Give them a round of applause. We in here. We got Flyleaf. Make sure you're checking them out. They got, they're the Rolling Trays.
Mm-hmm. Call it Lunchbox.
We call it the Lunchbox. They are the black trays that we roll up with.
It's all in one.
The all in one. Boom.
It's like the Umbrella Academy briefcase.
Right. That's where you keep all your.
I gotta get one of those
things. At right. Well, promo code Smokers Lounge Podcast and save you 15% off. Kid Combs, NorCal rep for Raw Rolling Papers. Go check out his music. All streaming platforms. All you gotta do is check out. I've been Kid Combs. Auto Up Garage, Chris Clean LR Swaps, or brakes, or any kind of work for your car. Auto Up Garage. Mary J. Moonshine.
Supercuz.
1,000 milligrams. Mary J. Moonshine drinks. He's got energy drinks. He got coffee. He got everything. He's at Valley Care. Make sure you're checking him out. AmeriClean Carpet Cleaners, 30% discount. Cali Guards now, Team No Spit.
Team No Spit.
Make sure you're checking them out at www.caliguards.com or Cali Guards Now on Instagram. They got the cones. They got everything.
Everything.
Space Rocks, man.
Get your Moon Rocks.
Get your Moon Rocks from Space Rocks. He's the one that gave us that big old fucking fat Keith Blunt, man. Shout out to Space Rocks. Junagoon, joint champion of the world, man. Make sure you're checking him out. Raw Rolls on YouTube and see what he got.
The joint champion
rolling. Yes, and Dee Dee's Delivery, man. He'll deliver the woo-wop to your house wherever you're at in the 209. And we appreciate him.
So, someone in the comments or a couple people talked about Ernest Goes to Camp. I very much remember Ernest. Ernest like Scared one. Stupid.
That was stupid.
That
was stupid.
I have to. I would like to go back and watch it now just to see like what I missed.
Yeah.
But like it was the most stereotypical hick country guy that you could ever think of, and
he looks like the Dirty Jobs guy.
Yeah. Does. Yeah, Mike Rowe.
Yeah, that's like his fucking doppelganger.
I don't know why I remember that dude.
That's
name.
His doppelganger.
Yeah, bro. Yeah, was it? How you say that again?
Doppelganger.
And you then like that, Johnny. Someone talked about Johnny Five. I love Johnny Five.
Johnny Five. Oh, hell like, yeah. Input. Johnny
yes,
Five.
Like, oh my God. I like number two better than number one.
Stephanie.
Yes. He did it so good. I need to replace some of my top fives because I think I'd put Short Circuit up there. But number two.
Oh, shit.
Number two. Mm-hmm. I love Johnny Five. I hate that my kids don't appreciate it as much as I do. But,
no input?
No input. No, I'm so sad.
I know nothing. Hey, do you think that we should start doing a whole lot more movie reviews in here?
You know, yeah, a lot of people have a lot of like a lot of different shit.
Oh, we watched Barbie movie. We watched the clone.
Stop saying we.
Okay, well, there was a we in my adventure.
Oh. Elemental.
Right. I want to go see that.
Elemental.
Yeah, we know we gotta make a point to go.
The talk movie. What is that one? That you keep saying this.
Talk to me.
Talk to me.
Scary.
Yeah, dude. That preview looked crazy.
You guys can tell me about it.
So I heard people are walking out of the movies because this movie's so scary.
So here's the thing. I'm gonna be honest with you guys. Do not sit next to me in a scary movie. I will scream when there's no screaming to be had.
Or me, because I'll snore.
Not in a scary movie. You don't fall asleep, because I keep you awake.
You don't like scary movies? You don't think scary movies?
I just totally get too comfortable. Movies.
Yeah, because the seats downtown recline, it just gets way too comfortable. And they sell beer.
Yeah. Like, what? I'm out.
But yeah, no, people are allegedly walking out, but I am the person that screams and screams very loudly. I scream when they shouldn't have screaming. Yeah. Because I'm very flinchy and jumpy, and
damn, it's like that though. That movie,
I heard that, and then I don't know what movie we went to, but it was a packed like theater. I scared the guy next to me because I screamed.
Well, what is the name of this movie?
The new one. What'd you just say right now?
Talk to me.
Oh, talk to me. Talk to me.
And they're walking out.
I guess it's like, so scary.
It like, yeah.
I'm curious. They
literally walk out of the movie, even finish it.
I don't want to go start that movie then. Fuck that.
I wonder, like,
So,
nope,
I'm not
opening up that door.
As a person who likes scary movies, are you going to watch that movie now?
Yep, going.
Uh-oh, Carlos.
I can close my eyes.
Yeah. Tell me about
it. I'll scream. I don't mean to scream, but I am that person. Like I said, don't sit next to me in a scary movie. I ain't the one. And then, like, what's funny is after I scream, because it was a part you should not even be screaming, they laughed. We all laughed. Shit. I couldn't stop laughing. But, yeah. I think that movie.
The Hills Have Eyes fucked me up.
Oh, my God. So, the Hills Have Eyes.
I couldn't sleep for three days.
That one was crazy movie. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You need to go back and watch
that one. And Candyman fucked me up.
Original Candyman, though, not that new bullshit Candyman. Original Candyman.
That one fucked me up for good.
It was his voice. That's what did it for me. His voice was so.
Ain't that the State Farm guy?
No.
Allstate. Allstate.
No. You know we actually did that.
I swear that's him.
That guy. He.
We all did that, right? We all said Candyman.
Oh, I did not.
Hell no. Nah. Nope, ain't fucking with the guy.
What's the other Bloody Mary? I never did Bloody Mary.
Nah, fucking with them. I leave them alone.
You serious? You guys, they never did it. Joey?
I got to two.
No.
Got to two. And I was like, yeah, nope, I'm leaving.
As soon as light went off, I'm going to the door, dude. I'm
not trying to do that. Yeah, let me out.
Yeah. I'm not going for that shit, dude. No.
Not even as a kid?
As a kid, I experienced a ghost. So ever since then, I've always
never Or what about light as a feather? Did you guys do that?
I never done
No.
Ever since I was a kid, I stayed away from scary movies, except for like I was forced to watch a few. I didn't care, but I mean, a lot of scary movies I didn't watch.
What about Nightmare on Elm Street?
I had to watch that one. I was forced.
Chucky was scary. What do you
Chucky
mean?
Oh man, Chucky was scary.
Yeah, that motherfucker.
He's still scary. Like he makes you look at dolls scary. Differently.
Amityville Horror fucked me up.
Oh, that one.
The original one.
What was that one the where house. They came through the television?
Exorcist. Poltergeist.
Now that was probably the most scariest movie as a kid right there.
Yeah.
The Poltergeist, because that shit was...
Many stupid They were kind of sick with it.
Dog, that must have been like the most high budget movie ever.
Man.
You go watch it now and it's probably like...
Yeah, I can watch them now. Isn't that crazy how you go watch them now?
It don't look the same.
Oh my God, Freddy Krueger's not scary.
No, that shit's funny.
No.
Freddy?
My wife. Yeah. Kind of, no,
when I was a kid, it was scary.
I had
that
a water
was scary
bed.
As fuck.
I had a water bed. I got rid of my water bed.
Traumatized. Yeah. And you would only understand that if you understood Nightmare on Elm Street. Oh, you know that was Johnny Depp's first movie?
No shit. Oh, yeah. Oh, no shit. Huh?
That was the teenager that went up into like the blood scene. That was Johnny Depp. And I went back, like, we watched, I'm like, holy shit, that is him. Yeah. Oh, and they found him recently unconscious in his hotel room from a relapse.
No.
So I'm sure his clone will come back.
Yeah. But yeah, a lot of old school movies did fuck me up. But, you know,
damn, another fucking nights. Clone.
That's crazy.
Another clone.
Yep. What's too boo-boo?
They got hella cloning facilities, though.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, they've already said it.
You know what? What if they're using the airport scanny body things to use that as a clone? Hmm. And they're just telling you it's security.
Well, you know what's a trip? Is that that's what that whole fucking send your DNA in, right?
And
fucking,
oh, yeah. Me and 23.
What's it called?
23andMe.
There's a bunch of them.
Ancestry things.
You see, when you do that, all they're doing is collecting your DNA, bro.
For the next clone.
You know what I'm saying? And they can do whatever they want with that, right? So now, go outside and fucking take... Order one and go outside and do it to a lizard. Bro, get some...
Do it with pickles!
Go get it out of my pig and send it in. I guarantee it's going to come back German, fucking all these other shit.
We should do kitten and maybe it'll come back German.
Well, somebody just did it with their animals and it came back fucking like... Well, this is all fucking fake.
Well,
it's not fucking 30% German.
I don't believe the lizard.
Irish.
I don't believe that there's one for one thing, because you have to fill that little tube up with spit. You have to give it a lot of it too.
Oh, do you?
Yeah, it's a tube this big. So what they do is you got to get up in the morning, you got to spit in there until you fill it up. And then you got to twist this little thing and you got to shake it up.
We should mix spit.
Stanley in the building. Appreciate
but
it.
But I did it.
You're trying to overthrow the computer.
Yeah, but that's why.
Like, what if we put my spit, his spit, and our kids' spit in there?
That's just nasty as fuck at that point. Yeah. That's why? Just all kinds of nastiness.
But I'm saying though is that's why I don't believe the lizard one. Because you have you have to have a lot of spit in that little tube.
Think so?
Yeah.
Some take blood, no?
Well, I'm pretty sure. No, because it tells you it has to be the saliva.
That's crazy.
Interesting.
We'll find out.
You can still use saliva to clone.
Ah, look how scary that is. Yeah. Talk to me. That's going to be the DNA. The scariest movie out. We haven't seen it. We'll do a review on it, though.
Yeah. You guys can tell us all about it.
Now, I might go see something like that at a drive-in.
It completely takes away from a scary movie experience at a drive-in.
Thank God. That's why I want to go do a drive-in. Shit, I don't want to be enclosed in a big-ass room where I can get scared.
He wants
to be able to run.
If I want to leave the room, it's hard to get out. If I want to drive the fuck out, I'm out. You know what I mean? But
go to the concession stand real quick.
That's what I'm talking about.
I gotta go to the bathroom. I'll be back, guys.
See what that in the movie.
Fuck that! I ain't watching that.
Hell yeah! Get a refill of popcorn.
Man, do you remember how you would like sneak people in the drive-in?
He said, "Get the popcorn and milk." You gotta get the refill.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. That's
shout out to everybody tapping in, man. We appreciate you. We live every Monday and Friday in this motherfucker around 8 o'clock-ish. You know what I'm saying? Check us out, man. We're on all streaming platforms under Smokers Lounge Podcast. Just Google Smokers Lounge Podcast. We pop up everywhere. Monique, you have anything?
No. It's going to be hot again. It is. So wear deodorant. It's always my message. Mm-hmm.
Wear deodorant. Brush your teeth.
Brush your teeth. That would be very helpful, too. At least use mouthwash. At least. But have a great week. And see you Friday.
Right. Joey.
Hey, thanks for watching. Hey, thanks for... today, another blessed day, but it's going to be hot this week. So stay hydrated. Everybody stay cool.
Check on the elderly
and your pets. They matter, too. Fat Joe to you. Come correct. I'll let you in.
Appreciate everybody watching, man. See you guys on Friday.
Smokers Lounge Podcast, man. Make sure you check official Smokers Lounge Podcast on Instagram, man. We out this bitch.
Bye, guys.
Hey.
Woke up this morning, I need me an ounce. Then I had to make the call to Smoker's Lounge. City said, slide through, we blowing a pound. I said, I'm on my way now, it's going down. Then I pulled up, shit was way too loud. Zigzags everywhere, ain't no backing out. So high up in the sky, ain't no coming down. That's how I feel when you come to the Smoker's Lounge.
1 joint, 2 joint, 3 joint, 4. I can't get enough, I need to roast some more. 1 joint, 2 joint, 3 joint, 4. I can't get enough, I need to roast some more.
At the Smokers Lounge.
Roll up, get high.
At the Smokers Lounge.
Get high, roll up.
At the Smokers Lounge.
Roll up, get high.
At the Smokers Lounge.
Yeah.